house free.
Face of pressure and you'll never see me sweat. I've come to your country in search of a lost scroll that contains directions to a hidden village comprised of gold. I looked at her confused and said, but why have you told me this? She said the description that I fit was that of the chosen one. Would go beyond and slip a concoction in my drink that immediately sent my consciousness adrift. I'm in their zone dwelling. I woke in a warehouse tied to a chair with an abundance of flair surrounding me in a circular angle. Glared up at the Dragon Queen's lair and wasn't imagining a thing. Her steps on the stairs in a magic gleam glow brightly to prepare me for my journey. A sword was hovering towards me, plus garlic for the keepers of the gate who guard all of its secrets and take care of trespassers. But alas, it prophesies I would gain access to a cultural dynasty buried in season. Capture this scroll. Massive helicopters patrolled the rooftop. Strapped in, began traveling into the darkness. Knew not of what awaited. I thought of a way to get out of it. Just then the bottom gave way. I began falling, gave it 10 seconds. Pulled the cord on my parachute. Landed surrounded by a herd of wild barracudas. Lions, the sound of the wild kingdom piercing like a siren. Was I entering near the mortal lifespan's end? Finally I stood boldly as it began closing, and time seemed to be moving rapidly just then. Pulled the sword and somehow it affected all the creatures as they stepped back and bowed. And the same glow that I seen in the sword, I seen in the eyes of the lion who began leading me in a specific direction as if trying to tell me something. Just over the horizon, the same creatures who had been described appeared in statue form, but their eyes scoped. And as I approached the gate, they began to break open and cried, after years we have finally been awakened. The assault was on. I got knocked to the ground by one, shocked in an unorthodox form. Boxing, throwing an abnormal proportion of body blows, karate chops and drop kicks, plunge, struggling deep within the swamp. Then I grabbed my sword, the garlic, put it around my neck, saw that it was draining all of their energy, and then with a swing off with their heads. The gate slowly and mysteriously opened. Curiously, I moseyed in with intensity, focusing on my objective. Spider webs the size of king-sized beds fell in a secret passage, not knowing to where it led. Just then, the same light beamed brightly, and in the distance, at that instant, lo and behold, the hidden scroll. And just as I thought my mission was over, I could feel the Dragon Queen breathing heavily over my shoulder. She began to transform and metamorphosize. She took on an assortment of legs, arms, heads, and eyes, and sprouted two horns, and then began to breathe fire. So once again I grabbed my trusty sword, but to my astonishment, she burned it to a crisp, turned to grasp the scroll, and as it was faster than she could gasp, it clashed, a flash full of flames cast into my direction. I saw my whole life flash and the possibility of death in a casket, fastened to the ground, pound for pound, astounded. Now how could I survive and last another round in this madness? Silence, man.
Latin America, we got brothers all over the world, all over the world, all over.